Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of Bold and Unique, Living with Katrina Loco. Greetings from Addison, Texas. It is a very, very cold day here. Later on, it's supposed to be snowy and raining. Let's hope that that's not the case. Oh, it's cold. For you that know me, no, I don't like cold. I do not like cold. So guys, wherever you are in the world, whether you're listening to this in the noon, morning, afternoon, late at night, I don't know. But wherever you are in the world, we love you. We're thinking of you. I just wanted to get on here today, and I'm here by myself today. Guys, you know, sometimes I bring people on, and sometimes I just get on here by myself. Now, on my television talk show that airs every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on FMD Global TV. Now, there I'm interviewing people. Here, it could be an interview, it could be a discussion, it could just be me. Like right now, I'm getting ready to move us into the next segment of Unmasking the Entrepreneur. We're going to stay there for a while because there's many people that are jumping out, opening ventures, opening businesses, doing business, and we want them to be informed entirely of what that looks like to be an entrepreneur. I know for me, I've had some topsy-turvy roads, roller coaster emotions, all kinds of stuff, and we just want other entrepreneurs who are venturing out to know that this is a safe place for them to come and talk to us about what's going on in their business and what's going on in their life, and we have resources to connect them with other industry people. So I want them to know that. This next portion that we're moving into is kind of like taboo at times. It could be taboo at times because when I was starting business in the early 90s, I was told don't bring politics into it. Don't bring your faith. Don't bring who you are. And you know, for you guys that know, you know, I am a black girl, and don't even bring your blackness into business. You just cannot do that. There were so many rules and regulations to the point where it's like, oh my God, how do I move? Do I move to the left? Do I move to the right? What do I say? How do I look? What do I do? So I remember in 2001, I said, the crap with this. Yes, I said that. The crap with this. I'm going to do things the way I'm called to do. I'm going to live my life and do my business the way I'm called to do it. So in deep prayer in 2002, I decided that if I wanted to talk about my faith, if I wanted to talk about my politics, if I wanted to talk about being black, if I wanted to talk about anything in my business, that was me. Now, granted, I was going to do it in a way that was not where the message would get lost, but I was going to do that, and I did, and I still do to this day. So we're talking about bringing faith. Yes, I'm talking about bringing Yeshua. Some of you call him Yeshua, some of you call him Jesus Christ, but I call him Yeshua, and I call God Papa, who is Yahweh, but I call him Papa because he is my Papa. He is the gift giver, the talent giver, the visionary behind all of my businesses. And there is no way that I could do life without him. No way I could do business without him. And how can I just leave him out when he is the one that's fueling all of this? He's fueling it. He's funding it. He's sending the clients, the resources, all of that stuff, the connections. He's sending it all. So how can I dare leave him out? So you will hear people on my shows, and I'm sure most of you probably already have. You will hear people on my show talking about faith. You will hear people on my show giving Yeshua the praise because he deserves all the praise in all that I do. I'm hoping that you say in what you do, but even if you don't, see, that is the beauty in it all. Even if you don't believe like I believe, I still love you. You still come on my show. We still can collaborate. We still can do many things together because I love you. And I know that he lives and breathes inside of me. And I know that he's called me to love you no matter what. And we're going to get into it. Now, through these next couple of weeks, we're going to have guests on. We're going to just really talk about it. We're going deep. We're going all in. Even with the guests that I have on, there's things that we may agree on and things we may not agree on. We may disagree on this very, very, very broadcast, but guess what? It's okay because we love each other and we're just really, really trying to bring you to an awakening level that it's okay. I know some of you have been wounded in other types of faith, and you know, I apologize on their behalf that you were wounded. I apologize if you were shown a Jesus that is not the real Jesus, but on this podcast, on this series, you will get who he really is. We hold back nothing. So if you have questions, you can email us. If you can email us, you can send us a message here. You can go to our social media sites and talk to us. And I mean, just really be all in with what we are doing. You can go at Katrina Loco anywhere and to find me on social media. You can Google me and find me and learn how to connect with me. I want to connect with you. I want to engage. I engage and connect with people from all over the world. I'm in partnership with people all over the world, and I love them and they love me, and we talk about many things, and faith is very much one of them. We talk about politics. We talk about sex, rock and roll, love, drinking, drugs. We talk about all that stuff. Guys, if we don't talk about it, and if our kids don't hear it, they're going to hear it from someone. We want to make sure that they're getting the correct informed decisions about everything. So that topic of sex, drugs, rock and roll, faith, politics, yes, you will hear it here on Bold and Unique Living with Katrina Loco. We talk about that stuff, but we talk about it in the right perspective and putting it in its proper place. I love you guys. I can't wait to hear more from you. I can't wait to see you. Some of you even, I need you as guests on the show. So just reach out to me. And you know what I always say, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Rip off every label placed on you by others, especially the ones that you place on yourself, and go out and have a bold and unique day.